Jake Spaulding with you, and welcome back to Jackson Heights Locker Room Chats, presented every single Thursday by the Farmer State Bank in Holton. Farm Bureau Financial Services with Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson. Also by Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton and Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center. Talking here with head coach of the girls, that's Coach Maddie Massey of the Jackson Heights Cobras. And Jackson Heights coming off of a loss earlier this week against Oskaloosa, 45-42 in a close NEKL matchup. And it was the first game in 11 days for your program, Coach. Just tell me a little bit about the extended break. I feel like that every team's had to deal with, whether it was with the winter storm, Christmas break, just trying to get their team's feet back underneath them.
Yeah, you know, you get out and you think, ooh, we've only had one practice and we're going to go play the game. That it's questionable, but they got out there and I thought they were going to be very out of shape and it was going to be discombobulated. But really, I thought that we looked okay. I mean, we hit some shots early against Oskaloosa in that game right back after those snow days, which I wasn't expecting. I mean, my standards were pretty low without practicing, and most of them don't have the ability to get into a gym in their snow days. So I was pretty happy with the turnout of the game, other than I wanted to win, obviously, but the effort in the play that they gave that night.
This is an Oskaloosa team that has already knocked off a handful of opponents. They're now 4-4 on the year. And so when you look at that game, Coach, what stood out to you as some positives from that contest? You mentioned making some shots early that maybe you were thinking maybe wouldn't be there because of the long layoff. But the way that the girls competed and the way that that game was a tight game all the way down the stretch.
Yeah, so Chesney Cochran, first quarter, she hit two threes. And when you hit a basket early, especially a three-pointer, you kind of get to relax because the basket seems to open up just a little bit for your team. So that's always a little bit of a pressure reliever. But we had 15 offensive rebounds, which was kind of an emphasis for the game. Especially after halftime, we talked about it. Nicole Ammon finished the night with 13 rebounds total, 7 of those being offensive. So she really dominated the boards, and she ended with 8 points. So almost had a double-double, and she's a freshman. She's got so much potential, and I'm really excited about what she can do this year and the next 3 years here at Jackson Heights. Bryn, she played the top of our zone and she got 6 steals. She did a really nice job. She gets her hands on a lot of things and that creates fast break opportunities for our team. But on the downside, our free throw percentage just kills us. I mean, we were only 5-for-14 and we work on our free throws every day at practice. So I think snow day wise, you could tell that we hadn't been shooting any free throws.
And with that, obviously, when it's a game like 45-42, free throws definitely something you're going to look to right away. But, Coach, tell me a little bit about the progression you're seeing with your squad from beginning of season to now. Where, again, we're almost to midseason tournament time, and this is kind of that turning point in the season every single year. What are you seeing from the kids right now as you guys make this late January push right now?
I'm just trying to really push for patience on offense. Shot selection, shorten our passes. We turn the ball over too many times, and it's very important that we value the possession of the ball. So I'm looking forward to making better choices on offense. And then on defensively, we've been switching it up between zone and man, and I like that they're able to switch easily. I think that that's something that comes with time. You can't do that early in the season, but you could call something quickly and they can move on to that defense. So I look forward to being able to make those calls more quickly as the season goes on.
Even before the midseason tournament, Coach, you guys turn around and you'll play the same Oskaloosa team on January 23rd. That is next Thursday. You guys get a little bit of a layoff. Is that going to help you guys being able to get into the gym practice-wise and focus on these things you're talking about?
Absolutely. I'm very excited, especially I was looking forward to some games and practices with those snow days, but now we're going to get them here, weather permitting, And I can't wait to get in the gym and really focus on some of those fundamentals and our defense especially.
All right, Coach Maddie Massey of the Jacksonites Cobras, good luck to you next week and good health to you as well. We will speak to you before your next game at Oskaloosa next Thursday, but thanks for taking the time as always to talk with us.
Thank you so much.
That's head coach Maddie Massey of the Jackson Heights Cobras. After the break, we'll talk with head coach on the guys' side, Brett Plattner, after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.